House Judiciary Republicans release 1,000-page report laying out FBI politicization. By Ashley Oliver on November 4, 2022. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee released a lengthy report detailing how the Justice Department and FBI are broken on Friday, days ahead of the midterms in which the GOP is heavily favored to retake the House majority. The report, which is more than 1,000 pages long, is the first time committee Republicans have compiled all of the alleged misdeeds of the agencies they have uncovered during the Biden administration into one document. The behemoth release comes just ahead of committee Republicans taking the reins on Justice Department and FBI oversight in the event the House flips, and it serves as their initial framework for forthcoming investigations into the agencies. The report opens with an executive summary charging that rot within the FBI, under control of the Justice Department, festers in and proceeds from Washington. The problem lies not with the majority of frontline agents who serve our country, but with the FBI's politicized bureaucracy, the report continues. It then dives into extensive detail about well over a dozen FBI whistleblower allegations that committee ranking member Representative Jim Jordan, RO, has vetted over the past year and includes previously unreported remarks from those whistleblowers. Rotted at its core, a systemic culture of unaccountability and rampant corruption, manipulation, and abuse, the whistleblowers have stated of the FBI hierarchy, according to the report. The report examines the below allegations to make the case that the FBI, in conjunction with the Justice Department, is abusing its unique and powerful law enforcement tools. The FBI is artificially inflating and manipulating domestic violent extremism statistics for political purposes. The FBI downplayed and sought to reduce the spread of the serious allegations of wrongdoing leveled against Hunter Biden. The Justice Department and FBI is using counterterrorism resources to target parents resisting a far-left educational curriculum. The FBI is abusing its foreign surveillance authorities. The Justice Department and FBI conducted an unprecedented raid on a former president's home. The FBI stalked a Republican congressman while on a family vacation to seize his personal cell phone. The Justice Department and the FBI continue to allow attacks on pro-life facilities and churches to go unabated, while pushing an anti-life agenda. The FBI conducted an intelligence assessment of a conservative charity under the guise of investigating unrelated alleged crimes. The FBI appears to not be aggressively investigating pipe bombs placed by political party headquarters on January 6, 2021, while prioritizing other January 6, 2021 related investigations. It also delves into concerns about FBI involvement in censorship of conservative viewpoints. It charges that the FBI has wrongfully retaliated against agents for their personal political views and then explores the relationship between the FBI and big tech censorship. It notes the bombshell Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg dropped in August on Joe Rogan's podcast that the FBI told Facebook in the lead-up to the 2020 election to be wary of an imminent dump of Russian propaganda. The alert, Zuckerberg said, directly resulted in Facebook reducing distribution of the New York Post's shocking stories about Hunter Biden right before the presidential election. The report also reveals the previously unreported detail that a whistleblower or whistleblowers have alleged to the committee a special relationship between the FBI and Facebook that involved Facebook potentially sending its users' private political speech to the FBI. As part of a program likely codenamed Operation Bronze Griffin, the FBI allegedly accepts private user information from Facebook, but without the user's consent or the legal process the FBI would otherwise need to independently pursue such user-related information. The report states, alleging the information sent to the FBI is typically partisan in nature. Much of the rest of the report, about 1,000 pages of it, comprises supporting details in the form of copies of letters Republicans have previously written to officials voicing their concerns about the aforementioned topics. The committee Republicans document comes after Jordan, who is positioned to become chairman of the committee next year should Republicans win the majority, sent preservation notices to Attorney General Merrick Garland and FBI Director Christopher Wray on Wednesday listing out the many outstanding items Republicans have attempted to address with them from their position in the minority. The notices served as a warning about the topics Jordan is expected to pursue through formal congressional probes using his anticipated majority party authority. As for the new report, a GOP committee source told Breitbart News, Rep. Jordan has made it clear that investigating the FBI and DOJ will be one of his top priorities if Republicans win the House. This report is the first step in getting the facts we have gathered so American people can see just how broken the FBI and DOJ truly are. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.